Journalism can be a dangerous business. The Committee to Protect Journalists says 42 journalists and media workers have been killed around the world this year alone. And attacks on press freedom have intensified in the U.S. and abroad. This is the subject of a new documentary on HBO Max. It's called Endangered. It follows four journalists working in democracies, two in the U.S., one in Brazil, another in Mexico, and each faces profound challenges and physical risks. With me to discuss Endangered is the executive producer, Ronan Farrow, along with one of the journalists featured, Patricia Campos Melo at Folha São Paulo, a Brazilian newspaper. Thanks to you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
I want to ask you both about a quote that's in the documentary. One of the journalists the film follows, Shashenka Gutierrez, a photographer in Mexico, says, "This is a job that pays badly. It is dangerous, but it's also a beautiful job. We are witnesses to history right now," end quote. First to you, Patricia, you face all kinds of threat, online misogyny. Why do you do this job?
Well, I think I agree with Shashenka. It's the best job in the world. It still is. It's difficult. It's not well paid. But it's such a privilege to be able to listen to people's stories and try to know what's happening in the world and try to, you know, make a difference and then tell stories. So I think that's why we're all still working as journalists.
Well, I buy that. Ronan, your answer?
Making this film really underscored my answer to that question. And the directors of this project, the wonderful Heidi Ewing and Rachel Grady of Loki Films, and I connected early on, and we're all passionate about the idea of highlighting what our colleagues in journalism go through. And as I've seen these incredibly powerful and inspiring, honestly, stories of yes, people facing challenges like Patricia, like Shashenka, like the others in the film, I have felt galvanized in doing what I do because they face their challenges, but also they keep going. And the film really underscores how foundational that is to maintaining our basic freedoms and to having healthy functioning democracies.
Yeah, Ronan, as you say that, I was based in China for several years, and I think about journalists in non-democracies and the threats that they face. People who, you know, they can't call the American embassy if they get in trouble. I mean, they face that day in and day out, and the reasons they go out and do their jobs. Patricia, your story is powerful. You wrote stories in the paper on illegal activity by the Brazilian president, Jair Bolsonaro, to influence the election. Let's take a quick listen from the film.
That's the president of a country saying that a journalist wanted to give her whole in exchange for information against him. And it's part of the strategy to discredit journalists, and especially women.
Patricia, the story plays out, and some of these threats are directly against you. Personally, what was it like to go through that? Because in the film, you have these eyes of determination. How did it feel?
I always thought, you know, we're just a spectator. We're just trying to get a glimpse of a reality and show it to the readers or to the listeners, right? Mm-hmm. And we're not part of the story. And I had never been targeted personally. You know, when you have this dream, and it's a very weird dream, that you dream you are in a crowd. There's like thousands of people and you realize you're naked. That's how I felt. And I had never, you know, the exposure is really horrible. So, I mean, I kept on working, but it was really, really difficult.
Despite all of that, you eventually decide to bring a lawsuit. And in the end, you win. Why did you choose to endure that? Because that was going to put you in that public shame for a long time.
The character assassination campaign started in 2018 when I started publishing those stories. So when I finally decided to bring a lawsuit, that was 2 years later. And I had been quiet for 2 years. And I was thinking, okay, this is going to go away. This is going to go away. And it just got worse and worse. So it got to a point that I said, you know, I've shown everything, like all the concrete evidence that this is all a lie they're spreading, and it's not working. So I just figured And he had been doing this with several other female journalists. So I just figured, if I don't do anything, it just seems like that this is okay. It's normal. It's acceptable to do this against journalists. So, I mean, that's why I decided to go ahead with the lawsuit, because it would not go away.
Yeah. Ronan, can you tell us a little bit about Shashanka Gutierrez, the photographer in Mexico, and the threats that she faces just to wake up and do her job?
So Shashanka is a really interesting and compelling story to follow because she faces a collision of factors. She's following feminist protests in Mexico. She's following the unfolding of the early pandemic. And on both counts, she's facing real kind of brutality of a specific genre that's afflicting a lot of journalists in a lot of democracies right now, which is this sort of crowd violence dynamic that we see both in the Mexican scenes in the film and in some of the American scenes in the film. And in the case of Mexico, you have some eerie parallels with what we see in the American stories. You know, you have authoritarian leadership voices condemning the press, claiming that accurate accounts of the seriousness of the pandemic are trumped up or false. And this is all entwined with misogyny, which you see parallels of everywhere. She is infiltrating over the course of the film some of these women's activist groups, and she's experiencing how brutal the opposition and crackdowns can be.
Yeah. For the half of the population who say, you're an arm of the left, I'm not even going to pay attention to you. I'm certainly not going to take your questions. You're irrelevant to my experience. What do you say?
Well, one of the things that I'm proud of in what Heidi and Rachel did and what the subjects of this film allowed us to show is that it gives a pretty complex portrait of the factors that play into the attitude you just mentioned. Though it's not a kind of survey piece where you're seeing a ton of stats and talking heads, you get at the margins of those experiences a pretty clear picture of the collision of news deserts, including across the United States, where economic pressures and uncertainty about the future business models of our profession have led to community after community that doesn't have a local newspaper. The social media empires that have made their fortunes on misinformation culture and developed algorithms that either incentivize or at the very least don't tamp down on misinformation campaigns. And then some of these attitudes that I talked about, like the misogyny that runs riot in those settings online. And all of that comes together into these individuals who are anti-press and believe, as you say, that the press is purely left-wing. And even when they see exceptions to that, they are angry because they've imbibed a lot of this anti-press rhetoric. And that is a profound problem that is going to be very hard for us to break out of as a culture.
When a young journalism student comes up to you and says, what am I in for in my generation? Give me one piece of advice that you have for that person. Patricia first.
This is something a friend once told me, and I think it's very useful. If you want to be a journalist, you have to listen much more than you speak. So this is something that I always think about, just listening much more than, you know, speaking or giving my opinions or anything like that.
Ronan, what's your one piece of advice?
I have young people who do come up and ask that. And I think it's actually a theme that emerges loud and clear across the film, which is never stop reporting. You know, keep going, because even when the going gets tough, even when we're at a moment in history where the institution is embattled and threatened in various ways, those are the moments when it becomes more important than ever not to acquiesce and not to stop.
That's Ronan Farrow, journalist and the executive producer of Endangered, a new film about dangers to press freedom. We've also been talking to Patricia Campos Melo, a reporter at Folha de São Paulo in Brazil, and her own story is presented in the film, which is streaming on HBO Max. Patricia, Ronan, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much for having us.